We now move to the final and culminating role of leadership, empowering. But let's first deal with a few commonly asked questions about aligning. What if you're in the middle of an organization with systems that are so focused on the short-term internal competition and the force ranking systems and numbers that it has produced a culture that feeds upon itself? What realistically can you do in such a situation? My answer is, if such an organization is tied to the competitive forces of the marketplace, you can use your freedom of choice and trim tab yourself into a larger circle of influence. If it is not tied to the competitive forces of the marketplace, you may use the Greek philosophy, ethos, pathos, and logos, until others come to realize that their purposes will be better served by accepting your recommendations. Or if you have paid the price in personal and professional development on a continuous basis, to the point where your security lies in your power to produce solutions to problems and to meet human needs, you will have endless opportunities to do other things. In such a case, you may do exactly that, choose to go elsewhere and do those other things. Another question. What is the most crucial activity of any management or leadership team next to setting up the process of doing strategic pathfinding work? My answer, I would say recruiting, selecting, and positioning people. To use Jim Collins' language, to make sure that you have the right people in the right seats. And I would add, and on the right bus. I would even say that recruiting, selecting, and positioning are more important than training and development. You see, the problem is that most organizations in a fast-moving economy need people so fast and the problems are so pressing and urgent that they go into crisis hiring practices. Remember, that which you desire most earnestly, you believe most easily. So you grab people without any deep analysis that really look good. Then downstream, you often have to live with real disasters. Instead, you should do strategic hiring so that you have carefully thought about the criteria, communicated them, and paid the price to look in depth at the track record of different people. Pay the price to really build a relationship with possible candidates to the point that they are authentic and transparent and have the time to decide whether their own vision, value, and voice are truly in alignment with the strategic criteria of their future work. And involve other people in making such decisions. Counsel is fundamental in making such critical strategic choices. After all, the key is execution. Another question. In your experience, what is the best question to ask people when you hire them? My answer is simply to say this. Starting with your earliest memory, what did you really like doing that you did well? Then push that question through grade school, junior high, high school, university, and work assignments afterwards until you start to see a real pattern of where people's real talents and strengths are, where their real voice is. You will also see patterns of dependency, independency, or interdependency, and you will see patterns of working with things, with people, or simply working with ideas. You must also be willing to share the strategically developed criteria of the roles you expect people to play. Another question, what happens when codependency, you know, passivity and compliance, gets rewarded? My answer is it will only be temporarily rewarded because the marketplace will slap it down. It cannot succeed in the long run because a passive, codependent person will not serve customers well with creativity, ingenuity, and anticipation. In the long run, if you have transparency in and good feedback from the marketplace, neither codependent people nor cultures can survive. Lean, empowered, nimble, creative, innovative cultures are what is needed in today's global economy, particularly if your competition is global, not local. Another question. What about the whole process of building a team? My answer. Team building is fundamental, particularly in developing complementary teams where people's strengths are made productive and their weaknesses are made irrelevant by the strengths of others, where the unifying force is a common vision and value system. But I'll tell you, it'll take a lot of aligned structures and systems to reinforce team building. If you say to one flower, grow, but you water another, the first one won't grow. If you say, let's work as a team, and then think independently and authoritatively, and make a lot of unilateral, arbitrary decisions, you won't build a team. Team building is an extremely important and desirable activity if it is reinforced by team building principles inside the structures, systems, and processes of the organization. Otherwise, it will become a buzzword and sideshow and will not come under the main tent. Another question. How do you get a united, cohesive culture when you have so many visions and goals throughout an entire organization? My answer is to induce pain. As long as people are contented and happy, they're not going to do much. You don't want to wait until the market induces pain so that you have to induce it in other ways. A balanced scoreboard approach does it, particularly if people have helped develop it and are accountable to it, and if rewards are based upon it.
You have reached the end of this CD. To continue the program, please insert the next CD.